My name is Zhao Ying Summers. Don't worry about pronouncing Zhao Ying. My iPhone auto-correct Zhao Ying to annoying. People also ask me, why don't you have a Chinese last name? I had one before I got married. I was a hoe. Hi guys, I'm Zhao Ying Summers. Welcome to Tiger Milk Podcast. I am so excited. I have a big star on my podcast, which I'm very honored to call him my friend. Are you guys ready for the one and the only, the most handsome and hilarious Jamie Kennedy? Jamie?
Hi.
You're looking good.
Really?
For a guy.
For a guy?
Yeah.
I should cut my hair a little bit.
You look good.
Oh, you're too
short. You are giving Neiman Marcus. I am just look like a Barbie from Russ for Less.
No.
Russ Dress for Less.
So you could say like the Barbie from Wish.
Wish.com or Alibaba Express.
Yes.
Good. If I lotion my leg, I can be like from Target at least. But like my leg is like so dry.
You look great. I'm trying to keep up with you.
You look great. I like the baby pink and the pants. And those shoes are like a young, like a Venice Beach Boy shoes.
Venice Beach Boy shoes.
Yeah, very Brad Pitt. Actually, with the hat.
Really?
It's the glasses, yeah.
Oh, I'm trying to.
Very Brad Pitt.
Thank you. Brad Pitt with jokes?
Yeah, if he's funny. Can you imagine him being funny?
I think he's probably funny.
I think he's, yeah. He says something funny sometimes, hopefully. I like him a lot. And I
Me
just,
too.
I think I let my pussy decide because I used to like Angie and then they separated it and now I'm team Brad.
Wow, this jumped out quick.
Yeah, I feel like I just really let my pussy decide.
So if there's some sort of tingling, you're saying,
oh,
that's
yeah,
who
sure.
you like more.
I don't care he's older. Like, he's just as hot as Interview with the Vampires.
Yes.
That's how I feel. Like
Very
he was,
hot.
I mean, when he was doing Interview with the Vampires, I want to breastfeed him. Now I want to fuck him. You know, it's.
Wow, this we're not even a minute in. We're not even a minute in. This is going to be good for the algorithm.
Beautiful. Yeah. Jamie, I feel like when a man is hot, he's hot just from younger to older. It doesn't really change.
But there's no mystery. You went right to the F.
Oh, I mean.
You jumped right in there.
I'm from the dumpster, honey. Like, I don't have time.
Dumpster?
Yeah.
Where's the dump? What do you mean?
I'm a dumpster baby. Like,
what's a dumpster baby?
Like, you know, when you were born and when your mom saw there's no penis, the penis was missing. So they take you to the dumpster.
Oh, is that? Oh.
The one child policy.
Oh, God.
The Michael Jackson policy. Baby boys only. You know, that policy.
Oh, my God. This got so real. So that, was that really happened to you?
Yeah. And I just feel like life is very
short.
So you're
like, I'm going to live my life. Yeah. That makes sense.
That's why like I every day is a celebration. You know, every day I can open my little eye and I can see my movie star friend sitting next to me, being my friend and talking about life. I'm just very happy if we talk about Brad and if Brad is listening and I want him to know what I want to do to him.
Okay.
I don't want to have coffee.
Yes.
I don't want to have a chat. I don't want to know about his life, his feelings, what's going on.
Yes.
I'm not like this pussy is not going to eat itself. Like, I'm not going to have a conversation. I don't want to get to know him either. I don't think I have time for that.
Yes. So you just want to get it done.
Yeah. Get it done and check mark.
Wow.
Done.
So you want to put one on your list.
But Brad Pitt is actually like a.
Because you're on it.
It's always Brad Pitt. It's always been Brad Pitt. I don't
the
know
legend.
Why.
Beyond the legend.
It's always been him.
By the way, I think he gets coffee down the street here. I'm not kidding you. So you could roll up in your Escalade and you could say, my pussy does the talking, dude.
That would be great.
And then I think, you know, at least you get a head turn. Like, hey, what's up? Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I think when I get closer to him, he'll be like locking his window and car door. Be like,
well, if you're like, hey, my pussy's speaking to you, I'm a dumpster baby, it's a little confusing. You have to give him.
He probably wants to adopt me then.
Are we canceled? Jesus Christ. Go slow, Josh.
I like Angie so much. All the charity work she does and her fashion and her beauty. But like, you know, sometimes you just love Brad Pitt.
You love him. I love everyone.
Yeah.
How are you today?
Let me think. I'm pretty happy because I left home early, so I don't have to pick up my son from school. So okay. I don't have to talk to him. I have two kids, right?
Two kids.
A boy and a girl. The boy is 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
The girl is 2 years old. So my boy is the sweetest boy. He's loving. He tell me he loves me. Wow, mommy looks so beautiful. He's very sweet. My daughter is kind of toxic because my mom is teaching her to hate me. So when my mom died, I don't miss my mom too much. She's taking over the role of my mom. My daughter is like the little queen. She gave me the side eye. I hug her. She goes, no. And for some reason, I want her approval. So my son come over flying to me, try to kiss me. I'm like, stay away, Winston. Margo, can I have a smile? She's like, no. I'm like, Margo, please. I feel like, and now I understand why toxic relationship works, because you want their approval. Even the kids can really play you.
So do you know that's the comic in you?
Really?
So if you're in a show and you're doing 100 people.
Doing?
What?
Comedy?
Yeah, doing. We're out of that.
Okay, doing comedy.
You're doing your show.
Okay.
And there's 100 people.
Mm-hmm.
99 are laughing.
Uh-huh.
One's not. One's like, what do you do?
I ignore him, but in my heart, I'm hurt.
Exactly. You're looking at what? You're aware of what?
The sourpuss.
Exactly. How do you say sourpuss in Chinese?
Kuguolian.
Okay, yeah.
Kuguolian. Kugua means bitter melon. Do you know the Chinese? Do you ever go to China or eat a Chinese dish? There's a melon. They look very ugly. Like a cucumber. After a cucumber suffered an acid attack. Like it's like an ugly cucumber. It's very bitter, but it's very good for you for some reason. The bitter melon look ugly and like it's just bitter. So we call the bitter melon face. So
bitter cucumber.
Yeah, bitter cucumber.
That would be a good hoodie for you. Bitter cucumber.
That would be cute.
Right?
Yeah.
So we, as a comedian, that's because we want approval.
Yeah.
So we're always like, love me, love me.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't get the 100%. So what's happening with your daughter, which they say in America, are you familiar with terrible twos?
Yes. When they are two, they are awful.
When they're two, they're intense, they say. I don't know. I don't have
my son was always an angel.
He's an angel.
He's always been an angel.
Well, it's not going to be great for your daughter to see this in 2 years and go, well, the son's an angel, my daughter's intense.
So well,
you got to make.
She's very tough.
She's tough. But, well, maybe she's going through a period, but that's the comedian in you. So I say you have to go back to the son and love him because he's giving you that love and try to make peace with the daughter. She's only two.
Make peace with her. She's behaving like my mom.
Behaving like your mom. Does your mom watch this pod?
She doesn't speak English and okay. She's training my maid to verbally abuse me.
She what?
She trains my maid.
To abuse you.
My maid, she's a Chinese woman.
Yeah.
So she tells the truth. I wake up in the morning. She opened my door. She goes, your face look too yellow. You look too tired. I said, I just woke up. She's like, no, you look too tired. I'm like, what do I do? What do you mean my face look yellow? I'm yellow. I'm Asian. Like I'm a Chinese. I'm like, no, your face look too yellow. You look tired. I just woke up. She goes, chicken soup. You need chicken soup with ginseng in there now. So she would give me chicken soup in the morning. I'm like, I don't think you should call me yellow. She goes, you look yellow. That's why your husband left.
Chicken soup.
With ginseng.
Chicken soup in the morning.
With ginseng.
That sounds healthy.
Yeah, she want me to like, she said your chi, your energy, like the chi, like I don't know how to say like the kung fu, like your chi, like the energy in you is low because that's also why you drove your husband away because your face too yellow because your chi is not positive. Basically, she's calling me a sourpuss, bitter melon face, who drove my husband. I'm like, did you just tell me my husband left me because my face too yellow? She said, no, I'm just like, you look better, you feel better, and you don't look better because you look tired.
And what do you say to that?
I just woke up.
You just woke up, yeah.
I just said it one more time. I just woke up. She's like, I'll go make chicken soup, and you should really benefit from drinking some juice and take a nap. I said, I just woke up. So I said, Mom, I think she's got an attitude. My mom said, what did she say? My face look yellow, I look tired. She goes, she's well. She deserves every penny we're paying her. She's telling you the truth.
Wow. So you have a lot going on in your house.
The Asian hate starts from home.
Asian hate starts, okay.
It does. In the morning, you wake up. Like your face look too yellow is like the most insult to a woman who is older, like me, who's over 30. Like, because in China, if you're over 25, you are expired in the dating market. You are called a 剩女, leftover woman.
A what?
A leftover woman.
What's the word?
剩女.
Okay.
剩 means leftover. 女 means woman. So you are a leftover woman. After 25, you can't be picky anymore. Like after 25 in China is like Leonardo DiCaprio's girlfriend. You know, it's, imagine China is Leonardo DiCaprio.
China is Leo.
China, the whole China is Leo. Imagine that.
Wait, I dare you to say this in America. Do you go up to American girls and say you're 25, it's time?
I mean, you are already done for Leo, but you are.
But in America, they would hate that policy. That
they do. In China, they do that. And the women feel
How come you never say anything when they come up with the 25? Why don't you say that's how we do it in China?
Exactly. I wanted to do that. Let me talk about it. Yeah, I think Leo is just following Chinese culture. Maybe he eat too much dim sum. He order too much. He went to Mr. Chow too many times. He just have the Chinese standard. You're over 25. You're expired.
So that's a Chinese
thing. Like a can of fish.
That's a China thing.
Yeah, and it's a thing for it called 剩女, leftover woman.
剩女.
Yeah, it's that's how Chinese, and after 30, oh. So she's like, you hear your face look yellow would be the insult.
You're
called 黄脸婆, yellow face lady.
Yeah.
Because when your face look yellow means like there's no makeup, you are tired, you are cooking, cleaning, you are the mom does full-time mom, you do like 5 jobs. Just taking care of one child is a 5 job in full time. It's crazy. So she called me yellow face. I'm like,
yeah, that's
pretty.
That's intense.
Yeah. She said, I understand why he left. I said, I left him. She goes, you can tell yourself that. But because in China, nobody understand a woman would leave a man, you know, she just assumed he left me.
You left him.
Yeah, that camera, I left my ex-husband.
You know, I'm so glad I came on your podcast to listen to your therapy.
That's therapy. I just talked to my therapist. She goes, how are you doing? I said, I just got 5.1 million views on this clip I post with Laugh Factory, and I sold out the New York show.
5.1 million views?
Yes, last week.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, about when I was at Starbucks, I did it with Laugh Factory. At Laugh Factory, when I was at Starbucks, this girl, she can't pronounce my name. She wanted to call me Joanna. She said, I can't pronounce your name. Can I call you Joanna? I said, you make me pronounce cappuccino, honey.
So she's couldn't say Jia Ying.
She wanted to call me Joanna. Yeah, Jia Ying is easy.
Jia Ying.
Yeah. Jiao Ying.
Jiao Ying.
Yeah.
Jia Ying.
It's perfect.
I say Ying.
You said it perfectly.
Okay. So she went, you're Joanna?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's a lot. She could be in really big trouble for that.
I think Jolene even close to Zhao Ying, right? Because Joanna is sometimes they call me Johanna.
You're Zhao Ying.
I know, it's just easier.
So you sold out what shows? You're selling out a lot.
LPR in New York, in Greenwich Village, is a music venue.
How many seats?
It's 320 on a Tuesday night. Our ticket's $40. We even sold 100 tickets, standing tickets. It's crazy.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
You're blowing up.
I hope so.
No, you're blowing up.
Like a Chinese spy balloon?
Yeah. You came out of nowhere, but...
From the dumpster.
I followed you apparently from a dumpster. I didn't say it, she said.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank God you got out of that dumpster.
I have a t-shirt saying surviving dumpster since 1990. Isn't that cute?
I'm so glad you're here doing these jokes. But wait, because I believe that people want to see on stage who they feel like. But so on representation alone, it's great for you because you're very unique, but also you're funny.
Thank you.
I'm telling you.
It means a lot that came from you.
Well, thank you. Well, it's true. I did a show with you.
We did it at this workout club.
We did it at a gym.
A gym, fancy gym club.
We did a show at a gym.
Yes.
And we were literally in the Pilates room. And
Pilates room.
Moved the bikes out.
The lights were kind of flicking.
Yes.
Flicking.
And you went up before me.
Yeah.
And you killed.
I think I did.
You murdered. Probably one of your best sets ever.
Yeah, talking about a kill or to be killed.
Yeah, you did a joke and you said, I'm Ali Wong that you find on Wish.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious. And you killed. And people were coming up to you afterwards and taking pictures with you.
Yeah.
And I was just standing there, like, holding the camera for you.
I was signing pictures as Ali Wong. But I showed Ali Wong.
Ali Wong.
They're like, I got things, but Ali Wong. They're like, wait a minute. It says Ali
Wong.
Yeah, it's not Wong. It's wrong.
So I saw it that night. I'm like, who's this chick? Where did she come from?
I told you about the club, that you are going to do the club.
You bought a club.
So you are going to grace it to make it to.
Hasn't anyone else done it?
Jonathan Kite did it.
Okay, that's all you got. So you got one.
I have Steph Tolov and these are Ali Coburn.
Great comics so far.
Robbie Huffman.
Great.
Yeah.
Here's how you are. You said, hey, do you want to do my club? And I said, well, when? And you said, you know, April or March 18th or whatever. And I said, oh, I think I'm open. And then you DM me back.
Confirmed.
Book. Confirm. With a flyer.
With a flyer.
And I'm like, yo, what's the deal? And you're like, oh, we make money. Book. Yeah. Confirm. And I'm like, tell me you're from China without telling me you're from China. You got right in there with no deal, no negotiation, and just booked me. I'm like, yo, Zhao Ying, let's discuss this. You're like, 50-50. Can I do that? 50-50.
50-50.
And I'm like, no, that's not how that works.
Half-half.
And then you were a little aggressive.
I'm spacey.
But you're charming.
Mm-hmm.
So that
I think I'm aggressive. That's also the reason why my husband left.
You came from, like you said, a dumpster.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing.
So you're like fucking kill or be killed.
Yeah, like people are like rats. I'm gonna eat it.
Yes. So
there's rats in the dumpster. You eat the rats, so you survive. Yeah. What are you screaming about? Eat
but
the rat.
You know, it's good though. Is I said no. We have to talk about it, and then you did, and then you were very good. You gave me what I wanted.
Perfect.
But you were really like I said. I think I'm. And you're like booked.
Yeah.
Done.
That's very Chinese of me.
I want to say that, but I don't think I'm allowed to.
I am allowed to say it. I'm just...
Would you say that the Chinese rival the Israelis in their pushiness within business?
It's all about money.
Israelis are very good business people, so they can get a deal done quickly, and I feel like Chinese are like that.
Yes, I think the half Jewish, half Chinese kids are gonna be revolutionary.
Is your kid, your husband wasn't Chinese, was he Chinese?
It's very funny because I don't have a lot of boyfriends. All of them are Jewish.
Right now?
One of them, no, before, I mean, my whole life portfolio, I was thinking they are all Jewish, and then I have a Chinese husband, ex-husband is Chinese. So technically he's also Jewish. So that's why they call me Johanna. I'm like,
That joke went flying over my head.
Yeah.
Why would he be Jewish if he was Chinese?
I have my acting coach, Howard Fine. He's Jewish. He actually from Shanghai.
Howard Fine's from Shanghai?
They fled to Shanghai. There's a Jewish community in Shanghai. They call it the ghetto. When they had to flee there, I think from Russia and Ukraine, they flee to Shanghai. There's some neighborhood, a Jewish neighborhood in Shanghai. Also, Mike Medavoy.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian Medavoy, who is Jonathan's manager. He used to own TriStar Studios.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote a book. I think it talked about he grew up in Shanghai in the ghetto. Isn't that amazing?
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So my ex-husband is Shanghainese. He grew up right next to the Jewish community.
Yeah.
I mean, technically, we are all related.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I also think that Native Americans are from China.
Who?
Native Americans.
Are from China.
Look at my face. It's giving Pocahontas.
I could see some.
Yeah. It's so funny. I wasn't thinking. Then I was in the subway in New York. And I have this girl telling me go back to China. No, I go back to Japan.
No.
No, she did.
No.
I did push her, but she did.
You pushed her first?
She was trying to squeeze in. I'm like, because she looked at me, I'm weak. I'm like, no, I'm going to get in. So she's like, go back to Japan. I said, I'm Chinese. She's like, I'm like, I belong here. And then she started laughing. Then I was like, I actually belong here. I'm Native American.
And then?
I'm the previous owner. Like, and then she just like, look at me like, she didn't want to engage with my conversation. She looked at me, she's like, this is crazy. And we don't want that. So I said, I'm not American. I am the previous owner.
I'm surprised I didn't go viral.
I should have just filmed that, but nobody was filming me.
You should have filmed that one.
Yeah, as I'm Native American. Look at this.
You're right there.
I'm the previous owner. You
we're right on the edge of getting canceled.
Get out of my subway. Yeah. Right? Because my grandpa probably built it anyway. And we built the railway, right, in San Francisco, the Chinese.
I think so.
They did. So it's just like we are all together. We are all.
We're all God's creatures.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I just thought that if you want to go back there, maybe the Native Americans are from Asia. They look Asian. And then they are my ancestors. So if I should not go back to China. Like, we should go back to our mom's vaginas together because that's where we are from.
I have to go back to my mom's vagina?
All of us.
All of us.
Right? Like, go back to where? You can't. Like, where are you from? Okay, Jamie, where are you from?
Philly.
Like, where are you from? Like, you were born in Philly.
Philly.
I'm playing helium in Philly.
Are you?
May 31st.
Is it sold out? How many shows?
I think just one show because I have to go to DC right after.
So you're doing one show.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great club.
It's beautiful. Philly is amazing.
Yeah.
My best friends are all from Philly.
Really?
Carolyn Gatomer, she's my best friend. She's my tour manager. She's from Philly. Mm-hmm. And Jen Reid, she's actually Angie's stylist. She's also a Jew from Philly.
You have all these people.
They're all
already.
Jewish.
You have a tour manager?
Yeah. I just,
how many people do you bring on the road with you?
As of now, just my host and my assistant, two person.
Well, what about the tour manager?
She
works from the house.
Yeah, she work at a bigger place. I'll tell you, you know who they are.
Oh. Okay.
But I'm just kind of like her little kind.
Okay.
Yeah, but you know, next year you never know.
I think you're killing it.
I think next year will be better.
How long have you been doing comedy?
Almost 4 years.
Really?
Yeah.
That's it?
But I host 10 open mic every day when I start the comedy club in 2 months. When I start, I was doing 10 hours a day every day.
And what comedy club?
The place I bought.
So you bought the place?
So I can go on stage. That's why.
So
I
you
bought, it.
Bought a room.
Yeah.
And you do the whole like $5 a spot deal?
Yeah.
And then, people pay for that?
Yeah.
Do you know that's a new thing?
It's new.
It never happened in my generation.
You guys, it's just, well, you're a star. So you just, it's different. Wow. For you, but well, for other comedians, they have to go to the bars to do the lottery mic.
No, we did that. I'm saying when I started in the early 90s, yeah, we didn't pay. We would just go to like coffee houses and sign up.
Yeah, but like how many shows can you do a day? How many?
We would
mics?
Get two a night.
See, for this one, you can do 10 a night.
10 a night. Now, they're all comics?
Yeah, from 10 p.m., from 12 noon to 10 p.m.
So you came over here, you bought the club, mm-hmm, and you were doing 10 hours a day.
Hosting, yeah.
Hosting it.
Hosting the mic.
And how many comics would show up?
I think every hour we have 7 or 6. So one person's doing it on stage and 5 or 6 are watching, and they can just bounce. After 1 hour, is
it so like gone? $30 an hour?
A little bit more. I think like at the beginning is like $30, but now we are full, like 10 people. Nine people an hour. I have 20 hosts, rotates to host. Every day is full.
That's great.
But Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we have the shows. I showcase the promising people. And also like for Sundays, we'll be like a great comedian. So like me and my friends, we could run our 30 minutes because you don't get to run it very, very often. So like every Sunday, we can just run it.
So the Beatles played a strip club for 2 years in Hamburg.
Nice.
Every day for like 15 hours a day. They were the band.
All the difference.
And so, you know, 10,000 hours.
That's what I heard. That's why I bought it.
Malcolm McDowell. So it looks like you got your 10,000 hours in.
Yeah.
So how many days a week would you do that?
Every day.
7?
7 days a week. I mean, also it helps. I hate my husband, so I don't want to go home. But I really
You hated
helps.
Your husband.
Yeah.
And went on stage.
And the pandemic came. Right, one month after I bought my club, I think, the pandemic came.
Okay.
And I went home. I was like, what do I do now? There's 1 year probably.
So you're doing comedy for how long before the pandemic?
I think three months.
3 months. Wow.
3 or 4 months. So okay. I decided to go home. I'm like, I can't stop. I need to figure something out. So I started to tell my jokes to my phone on TikTok.
Okay.
And then I blew up on TikTok with 1 million followers.
Wow.
I mean, I realized that I started blowing up. So I started to post 5 videos a day. I make 5 videos a day. Even I was pregnant with my daughter was throwing up in the bathroom. I'm still making the video.
Making a video.
I'm You're posting obsessed. My video. I'm obsessed.
No, you will not be stopped. You will be playing Staples.
I would not be stopped. You can hit me with a hammer, but I will get up like a fucking cockroach. I will keep going.
You will get out of that dumpster.
I'm a disease.
Yes. You're a variant.
Can I say that? Yes.
Why not?
I cannot be stopped because my ex-husband didn't want me to have a work.
He wanted you
to stay home.
Your mom hates you. Your husband hates you.
She hates me with a lot of passion.
Your 2-year-old hates you.
My son loves me.
And your maid hates you.
She gave me the side eye.
So side eye a lot. And then you said, I'm going to just do jokes on TikTok.
Yeah, so my TikTok just blowing up. And I just like, bitch, you have to do 5 videos. It doesn't matter how busy you are. I was pushing my daughter while I was posting a TikTok video.
Your water's breaking and you're like doing... You're doing
posting a TikTok video.
You're doing impressions.
Yeah, I'm literally posting a TikTok video like when I was giving birth to my daughter. I'm like, it's a girl. Who cares? I'm just going to post my video.
Yeah, you live on your... Because every time I talk to him, I'm scared because you're like, I'm live. I'm doing a live.
Yes. Because I was ready to exit the marriage. And it's very mentally abusive marriage. Very, very. But I was... Growing up in that kind of society, women are not valued, and being the one-child policy survivor, I feel like my life was giving me as a gift. You know, I had to make sure I achieve a lot of accomplishments to make sure my mom didn't bring me back from the dumpster for nothing. I just really...
Your mom saved you from the dumpster.
She did.
So then you should love each other.
I love her.
Yeah.
It's just one side thing. I love her. She loves me. She can't tell me she loves me, but she's helping me with the kids full time. Yeah. She shows it.
Do you know what that is, Jai? That's facta non verba. You know what that means? In Latin.
Oh.
Facta.
无声的爱, the love with no sound.
Okay. Or facta non verba means actions, not words.
That's amazing.
So your mother loves you with action.
Oh yeah. My mom, she is the reason why I can do this.
Okay.
She's only 53 years old. She's devoting her whole life to take care of these 2 kids.
Okay.
Because my marriage is very abusive and very mentally abusive. So I was thinking, how do I exit this? First of all, I want the kids, but I wouldn't be able to get them if I don't have money and a career. But I really want the kids. Okay. So I said I wanted to give myself a career.
You're killing it.
So I started a club and I said, now I can't go to club, but I can get a big social media following. So when we reopen, I have fans buying tickets.
When did you get the club? When were you able to go back? Were you sneaking in there?
Every day I go there by myself, but it wasn't open. So I film videos every day.
How long did it before it opened again? Did you do it?
A year.
Illegally?
Sneakily? We didn't have a business. When they close, there's no business, but I go there.
They wouldn't let anyone.
I go there. I like to hold the microphone because
you get better.
Holding the microphone by yourself still works. So I go there.
Yeah, I agree. You got on stage and you just worked it on your muscle memory.
Yeah, I just hold the microphone and work on the jokes and tell jokes on my TikTok. So once when I arrived at 1 million followers, we reopened. So I really just keep doing the same thing, hosting mics, getting mics and mics and mics, and start auditioning for the Laugh Factory, for the improv. I stand online with my Birkin bag and with my lawn chair on Sunset Boulevard with I'm the crazy. Just sit there.
With a Birkin. Birkin. How many times did you audition for the factory?
I go there every Tuesday for a year and a half. They never call me back, ever.
Good for you.
I just sit there with crazy
I did
people.
It about... 8 weeks in a row, and then I got passed. A year and a half.
Amazing. They just never picked me. And then there's the Laugh Factory has this thing called, I think they were looking for a new female comedian. It's called the Search for the Funniest Female Comedian. It's a competition. So I sent them my video via email, and they said, I have an audition. So I got the audition, I got the callback, and I won the competition. So okay. I think me and Nikki Paris were the only 2 comedians passed right that year.
Yes.
And I love Nikki Paris so much.
He's amazing.
Just amazing. The energy, everything. So we really love each other because we kind of rise together. And I was like, people were like, you just got passed. Like, what? Just one show? I'm like, I've been sitting.
You've been doing your TikToks.
Tuesday. Also, like every Tuesday, I'm outside. I'm the homeless woman outside.
Yes.
With a tent. Like, you were drinking fucking boba tea, bitch. Like, don't judge me.
Yes. And that's a 10-hour wait, 8-hour wait.
Yeah. Yeah. I pay somebody to
wait for you?
Yeah.
How much you pay?
It's not much. Yeah. I, for some people who has boundaries and self-respect, I pay them like 50. Like, people who are like hopeless, like they just don't care, I give them like 30.
So you shortchanged the homeless people.
Yeah.
And then you screwed the boundaryless people.
Yeah.
I mean, a hundo for the day would have been pretty fair.
So when I'm running late, I'm just going to show up for like the 5:30. So
you actually didn't wait in the line. I waited in the damn line.
I know. I do it at the beginning. Then I just can't do it anymore.
Can't do it anymore.
I can't do it anymore because everybody know me. They start hitting on me.
Oh.
It's the same people.
Yeah, they hit on you.
Yeah, it's the same people. Like who stand in lines.
Yeah.
They start hitting on me and they start get touchy because you had to sit there.
That makes sense.
But I did stand there, try to be charming to everybody. But then I realized that there's like a few, probably like four or five normal comedian.
Yeah.
And then like, I would say six or eight would be the crazy.
They're trying to take you to the dumpster.
Yes. I'm like,
in a different way.
Yeah. It's right behind the Laugh Factory. It's pretty big. I mean, it's nicer than the one from China. So maybe I'll just go there. It's upgrade.
By the way, you said there is no barrier to entry in our business.
It is hard.
So it is there. You get talented people, obviously, but then you get a lot of people that
not talented
who think they deserve a shot. So yeah, that and that line can be intense.
Yeah,
so,
and
bravo to you.
I also did Mondays as the potluck at the
potluck
store, and
that.
I did the Wednesdays.
So you did all the
improv show, Hollywood improv. Rita is the person who discovered me. Rita,
she did.
Yes, she's the first best person who gave me a spot, give me a shot.
Really?
Yeah.
Was I like this the whole time?
Well, now you can stand up, sit up, and be Brad Pitt.
Listen, I got this like this. Okay. Listen, you paid your dues.
That's
good, but you've only been doing it 4 years and you're still
Every open micer knows me. I passed the Laugh Factory, I think, 2 years in.
That's great.
But I've been doing 10 years of work.
So COVID, 10 years of work in 2 years.
No,
you work your...
My ass off. I think I work a lot, right? As a friend, you see.
Are you kidding me? Doing shows. You're already doing next shows. You're on the road.
Yeah.
You're doing this pod. You don't stop. You are an animal.
I think I am. So Wednesday at Irvine Improv, we sold 377 tickets, which is almost 400 on a Wednesday in Irvine. Last Wednesday. Last week.
Wow. Full price?
Full price. No discount, no coupon.
Who opened?
I had my friend Mario was hosting me. Willie Mack supposed to open for me.
Okay,
but
Willie.
His daughter passed away.
Oh, okay.
Like, I can never imagine. In Chinese culture, we call it the white hair send away the black hair, like the dark hair. Because for a parent to lose a child, it's just too much. It's crazy. So he couldn't do it, and I was in shock, and I just had my staff who work for my comedy club give them 5 minutes each just to take care of them.
So
I did 1 hour and 15 minutes.
You did 1 hour and 13 minutes.
18. My manager told me he likes it, but he also told me like I just stick to 45 minutes to get it tight, tight, tight. Don't stretch out at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And I really agree with him.
So
I don't have any ego. Like
I know you don't.
Listen.
You sold 377 tickets.
On Wednesday.
Wow.
Full price.
Okay, so just for perspective so you understand is I sold 292 tickets on the same Wednesday in Ontario. And there was only about 60 that were discounts. So I was at 220 full price. So you should be very, very...
Well, there's a little agency in Irvine though.
That's not all who just goes to your show. Well, I'm saying you're killing
actually,
it. You do better than me.
Yeah,
and I was happy. I almost sold out.
I'm not better than you. You are Jimmy Kennedy.
Well, I do, but
I'm just better than yesterday because we are friends.
But you Would you say your crowd was all Asian? No.
No. I would say
a lot of women love you.
Yeah, 30% Asian. All color, all age group. Because I do a lot of social commentary and I talk about what's going on in the world and I, in a point of view of this crazy Asian woman. So I sound like a grandma from the 70s.
Yeah.
Is what my point of view of where I'm from is a grandma from the 70s. You know, they relate to that. Mm-hmm. No bullshit. Mm-hmm. No mercy for bullshit.
Yeah. They don't have time.
Yeah. Like we
suffer
have
the bullshit.
Yeah. I think my fans are actually not all Asians.
I don't think so at all. I think you got young, like women that look up to you, that you empower.
Yeah. Young women.
Some Asian. And then you got some simps.
Yeah. The yellow fever people. Is? I know.
Yeah.
Yellow fever people.
And you got people that just love comedy.
Yeah. I think it was all age group, all culture, all color.
It's all beautiful. Color.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Truly beautiful. I have three black girls come up. I just loved the Black Mermaid joke. So cute.
What's the Black Mermaid joke?
I just say like, why do you care about the color of the fish? Who the fuck are you? It's a fucking head chef at Nobu. Like, who the fuck are you? Like, it's a fucking fish. It's a fucking fiction, okay? It can be a red snapper, black cod, or a catfish. Catfish is a black bitch. Also, like, you know, when a black woman get her hair wet for you guys, you say thank you and shut the fuck up. That's true love. A black woman got her hair wet for you, yeah. You say thank you. You shut up. And also, like, if you think about it, the little Black Mermaid is the only mermaid who cannot swim.
A little black mermaid what?
She's the only mermaid who cannot swim.
How's that joke go over?
They loved it.
I know, but how's it going to go over the internet?
I post on the internet and people love it. Black people love it too. They're like, that's true. I'm like, I'm saying it's like she's singing and dancing for you in the fucking ocean. Like, be grateful. Why are you fucking angry that she's black? Because you are racist. It's a fish. Why are you so concerned? Why is it hurting you?
Yes.
I'm just ranting. I'm like, why is it so important that you have to go on the internet and be like, we can't have a black mermaid? Like, what? Who are we?
We do have a black mermaid.
Exactly. And yes. She's fabulous. And people were not happy about it.
Yes.
And I just thought it was funny. I think
that's a good joke.
I think as a thing, like, when you should have a riot when the Asian is an Asian mermaid. That's not okay. We cannot have an Asian mermaid.
Why not?
Like, if Jiayin Summers, they cast me as a Chinese mermaid. Guess what? I'm going to dip my fishtail in soy sauce and fucking wasabi and eat my own fishtail. Like, it's not going to... Why is she eating her tail?
I got to dip my own tail. Oh,
right? I'm like, be mad when it's an Asian mermaid. She'd be eating her own sashimi.
Eating her own.
Own tail. Yeah, I would be like, I want to taste this fish because that is unique. Nobody can, like, it's like a panda meat, you know? Is unique.
How many views does this podcast get?
A lot. I think we started, Danny, when did we start my podcast?
This is going to, do you get in trouble?
Never.
You could say anything.
I can say anything. 4 months ago? Yeah, we are around like over 100,000 downloads.
I don't have that on my pod.
I just clip the little videos. They go viral all over the place. So people just clip. Try to find it.
I keep clipping.
Clipping, yeah.
Clips.
Clips is so good. I love your clips.
You do?
You have this video 10 million views, right?
I have a few videos with 5 million views.
Amazing. Because that's how, like...
Not 10 yet.
Yeah.
But it's...
When it's relating, it's relating.
It's what?
When it's relating, that's why I developed my comedy set. Because it's hard to find your voice. So I cheated because I have my big Instagram TikTok follower. So I would post 5 videos. If the video goes to 1 million views, mm-hmm. I would work on that material. I have thousands of videos on TikTok. I only develop the videos that hit 1 million views. It's about, colorism in Asia, parenting, Chinese, breastfeeding, life and dating, whatever the topic that hit 1 million views, I develop the joke. I write
more. If a video does 1 million.
Yeah, I would develop more on my bits.
Then you'll go, oh, I want to do a bit about this.
Yeah, And that's why my materials relate. Not because I spent 20 years trying to find
smart.
Who I am. Because the audience told me what the fuck they want.
So a video, you talk about breastfeeding.
Yeah, like a white Russian.
A white Russian. Okay, I like it. And then you'll do
I drink vodka and my breast milk is white Russian.
Yes, I got you. So you do a, then you'll add a joke about it.
It's actually real life. I just talk about it in my car. Like I was breastfeeding and I was, there's milk and like I was drinking. Then I talk about this and this video go viral. So I write a joke about it. It's all based on my real life.
Oh, so you talk and just.
Real life. Just
BS.
Yeah, BS. Like, hey guys.
You're bullshit.
I'm drinking
vodka. It'll go viral and then you go, ooh, there's a bit. So
yes.
You market research the bit
yes.
by talking. That's
like
great.
Like a Chinese.
See, I'm learning.
Like a Chinese.
I'm in.
Because my materials are tight. They are real. They are
I'm in university right now.
I mean, they're all real life. You know, it's nothing fake about my material. And when it's fake, when I make a story, they don't go viral. Nobody cares. When it's real, they know. Fucking audience are smarter than us.
I agree.
They are smart.
And no ego. See, you're already ahead of the game two ways. You have no ego.
I have no ego. I'm
you
from
work,
the dumpster.
You work your
tushy
off. And then you test market your material before.
Yes.
So you're already ahead of the game so many ways.
Oh, thank you.
Losing the ego is important.
I don't have any. You are amazing to see how humble you are.
Oh.
I don't understand. I would just literally just be a cunty bitch if I'm you.
Cunty bitch.
Yeah, be like, oh, I don't talk to.
Well, I can't afford to be a cunty bitch because the world's different now and we are so social. So like when I was coming up or, you know, riding on a certain peak, our worlds probably wouldn't connect as much because, you know, there's like open micers and there's middlers and then mm-hmm. there's headliners and there's famous headliners and all these different things. And we never really connected unless you had a guy open for you and you didn't do the shows. You would do I would do six shows on a weekend. I would do a college on a Wednesday. This is what I do. I do a college on a Wednesday, six shows at a club on the weekend, and I would take off. I would audition for movies or Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then go back and repeat it, right? Or Monday, Tuesday.
That's every comedian's dream.
Well, that's what we would do.
Yeah.
And so we would use the town to get hot,
mm-hmm.
and then we wouldn't work in town anymore. And then when podcasting and social media happened, everybody became this like cross-pollination.
Yeah.
And so it was like, so now I talk to you. I've been doing it 30 years. You've been doing it four.
Mm-hmm.
But you have your own following.
Mm-hmm.
I have my own following. So we cross-pollinate. So now you see people on shows of all different levels. And it's beautiful. So that's why, I don't know why I'm humble. I mean, I try to be humble anyway. But it's because, you know, we're all in the same game. I'm lucky too to be here.
That's amazing because I learned so much from you to see you on stage, just to like go up before you and see you on stage, see how I can see the 30 years. I can see the power, the energy. It's just like, whoa, you know, I can see energy.
Really?
Yeah, I can feel the energy. It's just amazing to watch. It's like you have the same size, a cat and a leopard. They are the same size.
Mm-hmm.
But you can stay far away and they walk slowly to a place. You know that's a leopard. The one who just like, who is a leopard and who is a cat.
I'm the leopard?
Yeah, you are the leopard. You are just, like, you came to the gym.
Yes.
The Pilates room.
Yes.
And sometimes your fans probably didn't recognize you because you didn't wear the same outfit. You in movies, you have different look. And,
yeah.
And but when you start talking, they're like, who is this guy? And, oh, yeah, that's Jimmy. So that's why all of the hard work you put in, you're humble. I can feel it. They know this is a big deal. It's like the energy is different.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you say we all mix together. But when somebody who is great, who is a fucking pro, get on stage, the whole energy changes.
Oh.
Like, whoa. I go, whoa. Like, that's not a house cat. That's a leopard loose walking on the street.
Not a house cat.
No, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, it's a leopard walking on the street. Like, even though you're like, that's a small cat. Oh, you know, that's how I feel.
Thank you. That's very nice of you. I think that's something that we can't fake rep.
No, you can't. People try to fake it.
We call it reps.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people say like, oh, well, how can I get to the goal quicker? You know, it happens with that. It's always Asian culture that has the great stories and proverbs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So do you know this one? I forget. I want to say it's Confucius, but I don't think it is. So the guy that says sensei.
I think Confucius or like a Taoism.
Yeah. One of these guys said, said he was taking martial arts and he said, Sensei, I want to get done because I want to be the best and I want to get there. And he goes, how long will it take? And he says, 10 years. And he goes, well, what if I work instead of 5 hours a day, 10 hours a day? And he said, 20 years. And he said, what if I work 15 hours a day and I only sleep and I get up and I do it every waking moment? He goes, 30 years.
Wow.
And the guy goes, Sensei, how come it's the harder I work, the goal gets farther and farther out? And he says, because when you're only training with one eye, it will take longer. Because your other eye is on your destination, mm-hmm. and both eyes are not on the moment.
That is so profound and beautiful. And it's so fucking true.
Like, you have to be all in that moment.
Yeah.
And if I got 3 shows in a night and I'm performing in the lab and the joke is right in that moment, I can't think of anything else and I have to be there. And I can't think of the outcome. And so people want to make it. There is no making it. There's the doing of it.
It's the process.
And the muscle memory mm-hmm.
yeah.
is every. You can't fake 10 years to 1 year. Even if 1 year has great jokes, a presence on stage of 10 years is just going to be different.
Oh, yeah. Totally. And the more I become less goal-oriented, I become more about it.
Good to have goals.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. The moment.
The moment.
Is what we live for.
It's the moment.
Yeah.
And it's good that you're filming everything and capturing it. Because then you take that moment and you can share it throughout the mm-hmm. world. And it's that moment. And those moments.
That's so great. Because think about when people are dying, you ask them, what do you remember the most? Nobody say, I want to hit that goal. They say, the moment when I did this, and mm-hmm. that was the beautiful, and that we don't really appreciate it. And I think the more I was trying to make it sooner, the more I realized I'm like, I will never make it. I'm just going to pursue to become the greatest Jiaoyin Summers for the rest of my life, and then I'm just gonna go there. That's the whole way.
How
to go
old
there.
Are you?
33.
I'm gonna give you an assessment. Do you want an assessment?
Yeah.
How old are you?
33.
So you're 33 and you know, black don't crack, Asian.
Don't reason.
Exactly. So, but I always tell black women that you should try white because it'll keep your vagina very tight.
Nice.
You barely know we're in there. We're like a little lipstick.
Nice. Chopstick.
Chopstick, she said it. They're going to get that on the pod. They didn't get it here. So, you could be 20, you could be 80, mm-hmm. right? That's
then you're 81. You're old.
Yeah, Asian.
It's like the one day you wake up.
The best. They have the best aging process, right? So you're 33. You already have some money before you started this.
Yeah.
How much? You doing good?
I mean, the house is like 1.5 million. I have it in cash.
You own the house?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've been.
Well, you know what's crazy for some? This is how I know you're going to do it. You already have the house. You already have safety. And yet you were, and 2 kids. And you already work harder than anyone.
I do because I have no plan B. I didn't take any. There's 2 kids.
They came out.
Yeah, I didn't take any plan B. So now I don't have plan B. I had to work.
Yeah.
That's it. It has to happen.
You have no plan B in any of it.
No plan B.
CVS doesn't sell it anymore.
No plan B.
So I'm saying is you're already doing well, right? If you're in your life. Mm-hmm. So this could be a hobby for some people that are doing well in life. But you work like you're broke, mm-hmm. which is huge. You're very good. You're ahead of where you should be after 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
But you can hold your own for 45 minutes on stage. But yet, you're already selling. And you're selling and you're... This is what I tell someone like you. You created your own vertical. And I don't know many people out there like you. I don't know anyone like you. I mean, there's other, I mean, is this going to sound ignorant? There's other Asian comics and all this stuff, but you're literally like from China.
I'm literally fresh off the boat.
Yeah, if I can say that.
I'm fresh off the
You're
boat.
You're fresh off the boat, speak yeah. amazing English, but also have, you know, a big accent.
Me so me loving a long time accent, yeah.
Yeah, and...
Me so funny accent.
Me so funny. And I just want to make sure when the notes come, you get in trouble, not me. Can't say, I'm not allowed to say anything. But long story boring is, so you're very unique,
I
right?
think, thank
you. You know any other female... comics that talk like you on the circuit that look like you?
No.
Okay. Exactly. So you already have identity politics covered. Then you get the sexiness covered. But really the most important thing is the funny. Mm-hmm. And that's being covered. So now, TWISM. Do you know what TWISM is?
What's that?
The world is yours. Well, the world is mine, but TWISM. The world is Tweezy.
That's amazing. That yeah. word is ours. The world is ours.
The world, TWIZO.
Yeah.
So that's so.
I'll be okay.
You're only 4 years in and you just sold 377 tickets on a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. People don't understand. A Wednesday. In this recession that we're about to have, on a Wednesday, that's disposable income at a $40 pick price point.
$40 is for New York because this one is 25.
Okay, 20. Yeah, I was going to say because Irvine doesn't charge 40 for
no, no, no. So, New York was 40 bucks.
40 bucks.
New York was $38, $39 for standing tickets. I sold 120 to stand to watch me. I think I'm like...
You're blowing up.
See, you don't
You're
see
You're Matt Rife with an egg roll.
Oh my God. I think also like egg roll with mustard sauce and wasabi sauce and sriracha.
Yeah.
My ref is just the egg roll with white chopstick.
Yeah.
I have bamboo chopstick.
You're
not to brag.
Blowing up.
Not to brag.
This is beautiful.
Not to brag. It's crazy because I think I'm very outspoken. And I'm not afraid. And that's the thing. People are like, what?
Like, I love all your jokes. I'm acting like I'm, you know, because of the world. But
yeah.
You know I love them.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I just, like, what is it like to be a movie star?
I mean, when it's working, it's a great life. Mm-hmm. You know, you're on set. You... starring in a movie, it's a high end life, you know. I mean, it's a lot of work when you're doing it. There's a lot of pressure to deliver it, but when you do all that hard work and you have a premiere and then your movie opens and then people like it, I don't know, there's a better feeling.
Your movies they're just so iconic. I don't want to make you feel old, but like we watch Scream to learn English because it's
you
so
watch
iconic.
Scream to learn English?
Yeah. So the subtitles, we have Chinese subtitles and it's sometimes like there will be, we would have the dialogues in Chinese and English because people, the movie is so popular and it makes it so much easier for people to, because English is very hard for us to learn it because you like the movie, you know, you remember the scene. So when they put English down there, it's easier for people to understand. They're like, oh, you see this and that.
It's a fun way to learn it.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. I would think Chinese would be harder to learn than English.
Chinese is very hard.
Yeah. So if you're learning, how many languages you speak?
I speak Chinese and English, I mean Mandarin and English. I don't really speak. I took Japanese in college, but I didn't really get into it. But it's easy to learn Japanese if you speak Chinese.
Hmm.
It's like you are Italian, you also speak French.
Yeah, Italian,
it's not
you speak
easy,
Spanish and French.
It's easier.
So yeah, I mean, like, it's amazing, you know, being on a movie and doing it. And I mean, it's different now because movies, there's only humongous movies being made.
Yeah, because
and a lot of smaller projects are streamed.
Yeah, because there's so many platforms now, Hulu, mm-hmm. Netflix, Amazon, mm-hmm. It becomes so, the way to achieve success, it becomes so diversified. Like, you know, Instagram before is for hot people. It's for hot people with their photos.
Yes.
Now it's for goofy balls, funny people.
I think comics are taking it over.
Yeah, because now there's short videos, you know, ugly people like us, we can just, I'm saying not you, just like
no
unattractive girls.
You're not, like, you're not ugly, I'm not ugly.
We're hot, but like in China, I'm ugly.
Really? I would think you'd be hot in China.
I wish so, but like we have very weird beauty standard. Like big lips is ugly in China. Mm. Dark skin is ugly. Big jaw, strong cheeks is all ugly in China.
Wow. Willing to put it out with no conversation is ugly?
It seems like you are hot somewhere
I'm
else.
I'm saying your willingness to like do it behind a noodle shop, no questions asked. Is that ugly?
I wouldn't be pretty in China.
Wow.
I was casting a TV show in China and they want me to bleach my skin and lose 25 pounds because
that's got to be some kind of like self-cultural.
Yeah, they want you to look, you see all the K-pop girls, they are the beauty standard, look like very skinny.
But
very
that's
pale.
Korea, that's different.
Korea, Japan, China, the East Asians, they have the same, I mean, all Asia is color. The colorism problem is just such.
Oh.
They just want to be lighter. The lighter, the better. And the girls are just using all those stupid products, getting cancer, bleaching their skin, trying to look whiter because white is pretty. So one of the big thing I want to do is to talk about colorism. And the girls with darker skin like me be like, fuck you guys. I'm the Asian Beyonce motherfucker. Like,
yes. You come to America, you're revered. They
right?
love
like,
you.
I feel I
they love
I
you
love,
here. Guys love you here.
Thank you. I want to be outspoken about the colorism in America. I can't do it in China. In China, I'm just a bitter, angry, ugly girl. But here, they're like, yeah, she's right. All the Asian girls be like, yeah, I'm dark. Fuck it. No more umbrella for me. You have to work with the umbrella so do not get tanned. My mom's like, wear umbrella and gloves. I'm like, mom, I love to be tanned, mom. Like, I love my skin. I'm like, I love my skin. She was so horrified because Chinese girls, you should not be proud of yourself or like love yourself. You have to be like, oh, I'm ugly. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm like, I love my skin. And she called my grandma. She said, I think my daughter, she's going insane. She's going crazy. She's licking her skin, telling me she loves her skin.
Yeah.
I just said that. I just did it. She was putting gloves on me. I'm like, no, I love my skin. I love when it's dark.
You've licked yourself 3 times now.
I did because it just kills the traditional Asian American woman to look at that. They want to vomit. They're like, you are not allowed to like
but
yourself.
But I think you have great coloring.
I really like it. And you should not love yourself, your skin.
Like you're not allowed. It seems like people are not allowed to be proud of themselves.
Yeah.
China.
Yeah, you just can't. You have to be humble.
Head
to
down.
To be ashamed. Head down and be
keep
humble.
Keep working.
Yeah, keep working.
Do math.
Yeah, do math. And that's important. Count numbers. Yeah,
do you think China is going to take us over in AI?
I think so.
I think so too. Do you know there's a lending app in China? You might know this already. So in order to lend in America, you have to go to a bank and there's 7 points of data, right?
I actually, so screen your credit, right?
I don't
know. The data's, yeah.
But in China, there's an app and it's a peer-to-peer lending. Mm-hmm. So you could lend me anywhere from $1 to $100. You could lend me whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's group-funded lending.
Mm-hmm.
And through AI, there's like 5,300 points of data to the things, like they ask you in America, what's your job? What's your assets? Like 5 things. One of the points of data is how confidently you hit your keys to ask for the loan.
Wow.
Another is your breathing as you're typing. All like these insane micro thing that of course China would do and be ahead of.
Mm-hmm.
And that decides if you get approved for this loan peer-to-peer.
Do you know what's the most
Nobody knows anything about this in America. Only certain people.
Do you know what's the most important trait in America as a good man? There's a breakup fee in dating world in China. A breakup fee for wealthy men like you.
Like a breakup fee?
Breakup fee. You don't have to be married. If you are dating me, we've been dating together. And since I was 25, I'm 28, and you dated me and we break up without marrying me, you're going to pay me a breakup fee based on how pretty I look. And which school, if I go to Harvard, you have to pay me more. If I go to a different school, like University of Kentucky, is less. And how fit I am. And that's going to be the money you have to pay me. to for the for like the use repair fee. Use repair
in China?
Yeah.
Do we have that here?
No. So if you don't pay the breakup fee, you are a bad person.
What's the fee?
It depends on like you can give me like $300,000 or $200,000
in China
for ravaging my pussy without paying without marrying me. They think like that's the youth repairment fee. Like,
is this a joke you do?
It's real. It's a real.
But thing. Is this a joke you do?
Yeah.
Ravaging. Okay. So you. Wait a minute. Is this for marriage?
You ravage the pussy and no marriage, just dating.
So that's pretty cool then for women.
It's cool for a woman, and for a man, if you don't pay your breakup fee, you are done. There's no lab, no credit. You have no credit.
So then women do have a... That's a good thing.
But a man like you, though, not like a
rice farmer.
No.
A rice farmer doesn't have to pay that.
No, they just lucky to have a woman to marry. Like, because, you know, the one-child policy, there's more boys, less girls. So an ugly bitch can find a Brad Pitt and... Because there's less women.
Yes.
If Brad Pitt is broke.
Yes.
And not movie star. And then know his Brad Pitt. But like, so the women are in demand. For like a man like you, who's well-known, who's wealthy, and you are going to be paying the breakup fee.
A breakup fee.
So you have, you're like, I didn't marry her, but I'm noble. I paid her youth repairment and the vagina rejuvenation fee. So she can
get
go,
you have to get rejuvenated.
Rejuvenated. After. So she go to next man. She can be good as new when she was 23. Tight as new as when she was 23. And as a man, that's a very noble thing to do. And my friend Stacy's like, I'm missing out. I'm going to China. My boyfriend Larry gave me nothing. I'm like, you have to be grateful. Like, come on, don't complain. He give you herpes.
A cat repair fee.
He give you herpes. You know. I'm kidding.
Wow.
It's a joke. I do.
I believe it.
I'm like, don't be ungrateful. Like, he gave you herpes. What do you mean? Nothing. What do you mean? Nothing. What do you mean? Nothing. He gave you nothing.
He gave you a great gift. And that gift keeps giving every 6 months.
I know.
I heard.
The breakup fee is great.
That's crazy. So
but
then China, that's
not DiCaprio. He has to be paying so much money to all the girls.
I don't know. It's not my business. Let him live his life.
Yeah, China is just very funny. That's why I love when you said that, because are you breathing when you are typing? It's just, but it's so ahead of time though.
I think China is way ahead of us.
It's like you love somebody, then you find out that like they have some creepy little weird little details they do. You're like turned off.
A breakup fee. Well, what happens if you hook up with a guy now in America? You hook up with men now?
I'm start seeing guys, but I'm just really, really focused guys. On my career. Guys, yes, mm-hmm. Seeing guys, but like guys it's is, hard. When they know you are a comedian,
there's a lot of fees there.
When you are, but it has to be a committed relationship, like a 2 years relationship, not like you had sex once, you have to pay her.
But you're not doing that. You're just having a little fun. You get them
it's
on the go.
It's hard to have fun.
You just get him on the go.
I don't do that though, because
good
I
for you.
Because I just I'm a romantic. And okay. If like, I don't have many boyfriends, I have like 4 or 5 in total in my whole life.
Okay.
And they are all long-term relationships. So I just can't do one night stand.
Do guys.
I want to do it, but I just can't do it. I'm just going to be in love with you.
You're all tough. You act like that.
Yeah.
You act a little wild, but you're sweet.
Yeah, I'll be in love. I'll be like, do you want me to buy a Mercedes? Like, do you want to move in? I don't want it to be crazy, so I don't get engaged unless it's like, okay.
You're a sapiosexual.
Yeah, I can't
you know
help.
What that is?
What's that?
That means you have to be emotionally connected to the person.
Yeah, it's very important to me. Like, I can come just thinking about things.
Wow.
Like, I'm wet right now just thinking about it. There might be some cash under that cone. Like, my mind is very powerful. Like I just.
So the money under there.
There could be cash in there.
Moisture down there.
Exactly.
Got you.
What I'm saying is like I don't need to be aroused by really physically fucking a guy to yes. get off.
You can,
I can
think
just,
about it.
I can think about setting out a, you know.
Or you can think of a Birkin bag.
I'm kind of done with Birkin because I can't afford them anymore. So it's like when I can't afford something, I kind of put negative energy in them. So yes. I don't chase them and feel bad about myself.
Yes.
I'm like, I don't need it. Yeah, it's overrated.
Do guys come up to you after shows and try to...
Yeah.
And what do you do?
I say, how old are you? They'll say, 25. I say, honey, I can breastfeed you.
Here's another question. Do women... This is going to sound really bad, so... a couple years ago, mm-hmm. like 10 years ago, I remember I walked into a Starbucks mm-hmm. and I saw a woman breastfeeding. Mm-hmm. And it was really early. It was like 6 a.m. in the morning. And I didn't know whether to tell her to stop mm-hmm. or to make my coffee a latte. Mm-hmm. But that's done now. Like, she's like, sir, can you not look at me? I have something called a modesty blanket. So 10 years ago, I thought it was like half and half of women breastfeed in public. But now I think women are just like doing it right there at Trader Joe's, right?
As a
Chinese woman, you probably a little bit more discreet about it.
If you are not paying me money to see my nipple, hell fucking no. I'm not showing my beautiful nipple to nobody without you paying me, I don't know, like $200,000.
But you just started having sex with somebody because you like them with no commitments. And yeah. Now you're saying, you.
I don't want to show, like, I breastfeed my son.
You mix
but like,
a lot.
I would put him inside a hoodie.
So what I'm saying is, though, can women breastfeed now? Women breastfeed everywhere now, don't they?
I think they can and yeah. they should. And the thing is that people are going to be watching and you have to be okay with it. But the baby's hungry. He's got to eat. But for me,
have a modesty blanket.
Yeah, there's a blanket. I think like, they should be able to feed
like
the baby.
Like a baby ShamWow.
Yeah, they should feed the baby everywhere they want.
Okay. Yeah, because you're getting.
Yeah, it's like a, it's like a bottle feeding. When you become a mom, your breast is not breast anymore. It's food.
It's food. But I'm saying I can't use like a modesty blanket like if I wanted to masturbate.
Yeah, bucks. I know.
I can't use like a modesty tube sock.
Yeah. People are going to, want to look at it.
People are going to get that, right?
They're going to look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, I wanted to say because you said.
But I can't. But some women do it without covering it.
That's their choice and they're allowed to do it. I won't ever look.
I know, but there's people who want to look. I want to look.
I want to
see if, she has better taste than I do. Like, I would have to look at it.
But it's not that. It's meal. It's meal.
Yeah, it's food.
It's meal time.
It's food.
How much do you think we're going to get in trouble for some of this podcast?
Nothing. The only thing.
You know why? Because you blessed it.
Yeah, I'm the woman of color who has the Me Love You Long Time accent. You can't cancel me. You can't pronounce my name. Like, it's not going to happen.
Jia Ying.
Yeah.
I know, I'm the piece of shit.
You are actually the sweet one, and I am the devil.
The devil.
Yeah.
The devil in Gucci.
I mean, I'm not selling my clothes. I'm keeping them. I'll be fine. The kids are gonna get food to eat.
Doing great.
I'll be okay. I really what you said about the two eyes, one eye thing really hit me so
hard. You like that?
I think that could make me a star.
We got to make that a clip.
I really think that's going to make me a star. I didn't believe I'll be a star sooner, but now I think I can become a star sooner because I know that now.
Because you're going to be focused.
Exactly. To not anticipate.
You don't.
The result.
You have to let the goal go.
Yeah.
Know that it's a want. But you have to focus on the now.
On the now, on the craft.
Because if you're thinking about winning a tournament, you're not thinking about the punch you're going to throw.
Yeah, you're going to.
But you have to think about just the punch you're going to throw. And then it's basically like this. How can I say this? Fame is not what anyone should go for. Mm-hmm. Unless they're like fame whores and that's okay.
That's me.
No.
I'm not fame whores. I'm a comedian whore. I'm a stage whore.
Fame is different than what we do. We act, let's say, I act, I do comedy, I pod. Let's say those three things. Mm-hmm. Fame is a byproduct of it.
Like a reality people do for that. Yeah, that's a byproduct. That's
so if I just concentrate on doing that, if I do it well, people will talk about it. Then they'll become famous because, oh, this guy does this. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean I don't want fame and I love fame, but you can't make that the goal. I'm not saying for you. There are a lot of people that just want to be famous on social media and it does happen.
Yeah.
But I'm saying for an art form.
Mm-hmm. You have to be good at what you do.
Do the art form and fame is a byproduct.
Exactly.
So and you're already doing it. You are using every tool, but you're not just going, "Hi, I'm Jia Ying. I'm a dumpster baby. $200,000 for my ravaged pee." You're going, "Here's a joke." Mm-hmm. And then you talk about that stuff too.
Yeah, I do.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I love that fame is a byproduct. Fame and money are
It's a byproduct.
Yeah, they are the byproducts.
Kobe was famous, but because he was great at a skill. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. People are famous for being great at something. There are people that are just famous for famous, and that's it can happen, but it doesn't mean it's going to be the legacy. There's are you going to talk about that in 20 years? It's called legacy. You want a legacy or you want attention?
They take good selfies.
Yeah. But do you want? It's like when you go and eat a steak, it's much more fulfilling than a bag of corn chips.
Exactly.
But the corn chips will fill you up in the moment, but the steak will satiate you.
Exactly. I want to become a great comedian. That's what
you're
I really
doing
want.
It.
A great comedian who speaks the truth, who's funny, and who doesn't give a fuck, and who doesn't censor herself for bullshit.
But you're doing it.
I love it. Yeah. It's really exciting. It's better than marriage could ever be.
Oh, well, I'm sure your ex-husband would not like to hear that, but okay.
He doesn't speak English.
Okay.
Also, like, stop Asian hate is important, but also there's one Asian need all the hate as my ex-husband.
Should I give my socials? Or?
Yes, give the socials. Where can we find you, the great Jamie Kennedy?
The Jamie Kennedy on Instagram, Jamie Kennedy on Twitter. You could just go to my website, jamiekennedy.com. You see all my tour dates. I would hang, but I have a show tonight.
Okay, I just have a little gift from, I think, what's her? I can't say. Michelle Yeoh gave me a little flyer with her signature. I want to give you a soap from Michelle Yeoh.
No.
You know, everywhere, everything.
She gave you something? It's true. Did you go to Oscar parties?
I went to San Francisco for her, one of the nonprofits she worked with. That I went there to do things for her show, for her event. And she gave every, yeah, it was beautiful. I want to give you, it's in my car.
I'm going to get the soap.
It's good for your skin. It's good. It's reduced wrinkles. You don't have, but it's going to help.
Okay.
Yeah, you can have the Asian don't raisin skin.
I appreciate that.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you.
What's the next show?
The next show is tonight at the Ice House, but you're not going to make that one.
Okay.
And then I'm going to be this weekend at Bellflower and then the HaHa, and then I'm on the road. I'm going to be in New Orleans all next week, and then Lafayette, Mobile, Alabama, Destin, Florida. Go to my website, jamiekennedy.com.
jamiekennedy.com. Thank you guys so much. I love you guys. Make sure you go to my website, jiaoyingsummers.com. I'm touring USA. I'm coming all over America. So get your tickets before it's too late, okay?
You can just think about it.
Yeah, I really am good at it. My mind is very, very good. When you're in a dumpster, you have to think. Because the rats are not your friends.
Yes.
Oh my God. Okay, I think we are good, okay? April 26th is New York Comedy Club. April 27th is Stanford. And then I don't remember the days after that. It's Philadelphia, DC, everywhere. I'm saying everywhere. When I say everywhere, it's everywhere. Thank you very much.